the union representing 34,000 BC. Public service workers is planning to begin striking at the conclusion of Labor Day weekend if the provincial government doesn't come forward with a better wage offer for the next two-year collective bargaining agreement. BC General Employees Union, BCGEU, President Paul Finch announced on Friday, August 29, that 92.7% of workers voted in favor of authorizing a strike, with 86.4% of eligible members voting. The emphatic strike result reflects the seriousness of the affordability crisis that our members are facing, and the need for fair wages to address that crisis, Finch said in announcing the strike authorization at a press conference in Burnaby. The union plans to issue a 72-hour strike notice on Friday afternoon for action taking effect as early as 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday. Professional Employees Association, P, members have also voted to authorize a strike and will be issuing a 72-hour strike notice alongside the BCGEU. Mike Farnworth, the BC Government House Leader and Acting Deputy Premier, gave assurances on Friday afternoon that an essential worker agreement in place ensures the continuation of services that protect the health, safety and welfare of British Columbians. The parties are expected to meet again next week, he added. Farnworth refused to provide further details on the government's position, saying repeatedly that negotiations take place at the bargaining table, they're not done by press conference or in public. On July 18, Finch declared an impasse in negotiations on the next collective agreement for the Public Service Bargaining Unit, which includes workers ranging from conservation officers to BC liquor store employees to social workers. The P, which represents roughly 1,800 provincial government workers in roles such as geoscientists, foresters, engineers and psychologists, followed suit a few weeks later. Our members are asking for fair, competitive wages that reflect the value of their work, wages that will keep knowledgeable experts in their jobs, said Melissa Moroz, P's executive director and lead negotiator. Moroz said 82% of P workers endorsed strike action. The last collective agreements between the unions and the government expired at the end of March, and the two sides have been far apart on the next wage increase. It was revealed by the BCGEU earlier this summer that the government offered the unions a two-year deal with a combined 3.5% pay increase. The unions countered with 4% in year one, followed by 4.25% in year two. Other public service unions, including the Hospital Employees Union and the BC Nurses Union, are also in negotiations and have received similar wage offers from the government. In total, more than 450,000 public sector workers are renegotiating agreements. Whatever wage increase one bargaining unit gets, the others generally get the same. Finch said representatives from several other of these unions were in the room for the strike authorization announcement. The previous agreement was struck in 2022 during a period of pandemic-induced high inflation. It gave workers a more than 14% raise over 3 years. That deal was reached after limited job action that included workers from the liquor distribution branch walking off the job and picketing. Other workers implemented overtime bans. It has yet to be revealed what kind of job action the union is planning, but Finch said it will be different this time around. When it comes to the liquor distribution system, all I will say about that is that this job action, if we have to take job action, if government doesn't come to the table, will not be exactly like it was last round, he said. The sides do have a deal in place through the Labor Relations Board mandating which types of workers are considered essential and kept from striking. This includes workers such as wildfire personnel and correctional officers. That's part and parcel of the negotiation process in the province, and has been for a very long time, Farnworth said.